Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of In a Geist Room with Zeit Curtains. Oh. That is courtesy of Joe Fox.
On the Discord.
J-O. So, thank you, Joe.
Joe. Guy Joe Fox. Joe. Descendant of Guy Fox, I believe. Yeah. I'm going to just say that.
Yeah. No, must be.
You big Cream fan?
Yeah, love Cream. No, yeah. We're talking about like the food, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Wow, what else would I be talking about?
I just love some Cream.
I'm not talking about
some
the other guy.
Fatted, no, salted
Jack, that's,
Cream.
That's Kareem Abdul Jabbar.
That's
a different
right.
guy.
Yeah, he's the best. All right, let's tell the people what is trending. Have you seen this tweet about Mookie Betts?
No.
Going around? Yo, this dude is so like it starts off with like
it.
Starts off with a video of him just like juking somebody out of their cleats on the football field, and it's the text is something like he's a good athlete. Then it
has him
dunking a couple times. Then it has him bowling, and he rolls a strike, and then they're like, and that was a 300 for Mookie Betts. He just bowled a 300. He bowled a perfect fucking game in bowling,
dude. And the confidence of that roll too, as the second he leaves his hands, he's celebrating.
He turns around and is like and then somebody told me that he took up golf and was a single handicap within a year. Like, the dude is just not so it, for people who don't know who Mookie Betts is, I think we talked about it on an episode last week, but or earlier this week, but he's like the best player on the Dodgers in the World Series right now, and you know, makes all sorts of absurd athletic plays.
Yeah.
But this dude is just,
it's, oh man, this is like, I love seeing shit like this when you're like, this guy's just a pure, like so in control of his body. Like in
he
every
might
single
as
way.
Well be have mutant superpowers. Like the difference between him and me is the difference between Wolverine and me. Like,
okay,
that is,
but
this dude is just,
is he
unbelievable?
I'm wondering if by being in a very like hand-eye coordination centric thing, especially throwing sport like baseball, if that helps him be in tune, like with bowling. Like, I can see connections, like, right, he's got the vertical because, you know, he's just a naturally gifted athlete. So that's not necessarily like a basketball skill to have like a great vertical because he's a great outfielder. Right. But it's the golf one, too. That's also like the, I don't know, it's, part of me is like baffled trying to explain to him, like, well, you know, that overlaps. And then part of me is like, maybe he just is the, you know, just sports Jesus. I don't know. Can he slackline? That's the question.
Right. Can he slackline? That is the question.
Then I'll believe.
That's the question that's sitting in everybody's mind right now.
Yeah.
But yeah, bowling, like you're throwing an object. Like I know what you're saying. It's but still just like a level of, yeah. Like, I don't know. It's just, you know, I guess baseball might be one of those things that it's just like, if you are naturally like have some extra level of athletic prowess. Like, I know Ted Williams was like the best hitter in the history of baseball. And then like when he went into the military, he was like a lights out fighter pilot. It's just like hand eye shit. Like,
right,
just
right.
Like next level. But that stuff's just fascinating to me that like somebody, have you ever tried to like play outfield in baseball and like gauge a pop fly?
Like, yes.
Yo, that, and that shit just like flies over your head. Like I had like, you know, in softball, back when I worked at ABC News, like we had like softball league again where we played against like CBS.
Right.
And like somebody hit a pop fly that I like charged at, and then it went like 40 yards over my head. Like, it's so hard to gauge that shit. Like, that is just like the amount of like complex geometry that is going on in the mind of a baseball player when a pop fly is hit at them and they're just immediately know where the thing is going, like, but without even thinking.
Yeah, but at a certain point, like, you get enough reps in, like, it's just going to become second nature to know like the speed it's coming off the bat and your relation to it of like gauging it. But yeah, I remember the first time I was like in fourth grade, I went from right field to fucking right behind the dugout, like not even in the dugout. They're like, yo, bro, you blew the game right there.
The
I'm like, look,
here.
I laid out for this motherfucker and it was still 15 feet behind me.
You're jumping and it's like,
yeah,
I'm not joking.
I was laying out like fucking Chris Carter, you know, with like trying to get an epic one hander. And like, it was, if there were fail videos back then, it would have been an early fail video. They're like, this dude laid out for a ball 15 feet behind him.
Peak COVID is trending because we are like at the worst it's been in America.
Yeah.
You know, where people are going inside and schools are opening. The Trump administration is trying to open things. I also like you have to wonder, you're seeing these rallies that are supposedly the biggest he's ever seen, according to him in that 60 Minutes interview. But it makes sense that more people than ever would be coming to see him because we've all been cooped up and, you know, his stretch run of his campaign is their first excuse to like party and like throw it in the face of liberals and just like let it out. Let us know what they think of our book learning. But they're saying that like they've had hotspots like crop up after in like cities after he leaves. So it's like these are super spreader events, just like you would expect them to be based on like just all available evidence.
Yeah, there's a whole, I mean, there's plenty of analyses being like, yeah, so the campaign stopped somewhere and then there's a surge in its wake. They say in at least five places.
Yeah.
So that would have been Blue Earth, Minnesota, Lackawanna, Pennsylvania, Marathon, Wisconsin, Dauphin, Pennsylvania. I'm probably fucked up the pronunciation of that. And Beltrami, Minnesota. So, yeah, that's where they saw new cases just in the weeks after. And, yeah, in the Midwest in particular, it's terrible. I know, like, in Ohio, they're really concerned because they're not even, their modeling can't even predict when their peak, like, what will be the peak at this point. They just know they're peaking,
right,
but
they
still
don't up.
Know. Yeah, and they're like, I think it could be then. Yeah, so just only the more reason to please take this seriously. And it's so also reckless because the president treats COVID like a fucking, as if it were like a telethon fundraiser or something, where it's like, all you hear is COVID this, COVID that, like, as if he's trying to be like, I'm ready to change the channel on this already. It's like, it's not a thing like that.
Right.
And a lot of people, I think, are also, when you hear that, deep in, whether or not you are, like, believing the science or not, like, it, does work on your subconscious to a certain point. You're like, oh, I'm just over COVID.
Right. But like, I've definitely heard people say that. And I think he said that in the 60 Minutes thing where he was like, I think people are ready to like move on. I think they're, you know, they're over it.
Right. Okay.
We're and opening I wish up I... in the next couple of weeks. We're, you know.
And I'm sure the people afflicted with it also could feel the same way if they're infected. We're like, you know what, doc? I'm just really, I'm kind of done with this. So if we can, if you can just tell COVID to go, that'd be great. But it unfortunately does not work like that.
It's so annoying how there's not enough oxygen in my blood and I'm going to probably pass away. That is just like so lame. And it's just like, we get it. Okay.
Yeah.
Speaking of we get it, Mitch McConnell can get it because he's looking good with that.
Oh, my God, you're sick.
Looking like a looking like a blue pen exploded all over his hands, in his mouth. But it's we don't really know medically like what is happening here. Like it looks like he died in certain parts of his body, like when like a dead body is laying somewhere for a long time and like blood pools in like wherever it's laying, like that's what his hands and mouth look like.
He looks like an Uruk-hai orc from Lord of the Rings from the hands that were peeking out of his jacket. I think there's a photo from earlier this week. I have no idea what's going on. He looks so, it's so disconcerting. Like, I can't even believe I'm saying this. I'm worried about this man. Not in a way that, like, I want, you know, oh, God, thoughts and prayers. But, like, objectively, you're like, that is not good for anybody to look like. But it also looks like someone who is literally rotting from the inside out. So it might just be all of our suspicions about him being dead inside and just being, like, animated by, like, Coke money could actually be a real thing. But he's out here swearing up and down that he has absolutely no concerns about his health, and he's totally fine.
the conversation between him and the reporter, where the reporter was like, "No, but seriously, man, is like, everything?"
Let me see your hands real quick. Oh, come on now, don't make me lift my hands. They're yellow. Okay, well, something's going on. I don't know. Do you know what it is? I think it's a curse. It could be a curse. It could be because my karmic debt is so, my karmic debt load is so heavy. This is what's happening to me. It's
a thing I didn't know could happen to someone. Unless his hands were like smashed in a stone crusher at the same time that a pen exploded in his mouth. Like that's the only, if they are related and somehow like all the blood can start pulling in your hands and mouth, of all places, like that's confusing. Or he just like took a beating. Like his wife was just like, "Yo, like I am so tired of you."
Nah, but she's there. She's making so much money off of him being, you know, Senate leader. So
yeah, you know,
I'm sure. I honestly, and a lot of people point this out. Imagine if this were Nancy Pelosi walking around with her hands blacker than a fucking Virginia coal mine and her fucking mouth looking like it's just lost all life in it. The headlines would be absurd, but I don't know. This just shows you how much shit we're dealing with that we don't even have the mental bandwidth to talk about the fact that Mitch McConnell may be necrotizing before our eyes.
Yeah. And finally, Papa Shaq is trending. Shaq, the daddy, Shaq is trending because, all right. So Shaq is very lovable.
Yeah.
He's got, like, you know, Andre the Giant vibes. He's a 7'4" house of a human being who people, you know, love.
Mm-hmm.
But I've always heard that he's kind of a dick.
I've never heard Shaq was the nicest man ever. I've never heard that. You know what I mean? Like, that's, you know, some people you hear, they're like, oh, my God, they're so sweet. I've never heard anything like that about Shaq.
Like, Shaq does cool shit. Like, he'll, like, go to a big box store and be like, all right, I'm buying everybody, like, or, like, buying toys for all the kids. Like, you know, he's, like, a big, lovable dude who loves to be loved, I think.
Yeah, he also, like, cosplays as a cop way too much for me, for my liking also. I'm like, okay.
And speaking of cosplay, I've always assumed that he doesn't like Dwight Howard because they both made a claim to being 7-foot tall Superman, Shaq would always wear Superman clothes or Superman shirts, and then Dwayne Howard tried to be Superman, and now Shaq. Let's just play the clip. Shaq's being real petty.
For people who don't realize, Dwight Howard plays for the Lakers. The Lakers won the championship, obviously.
NBA
basketball. I don't know if you guys heard. I don't know if you listened to the show the last fucking month. But yes, he had an Instagram post in which he was basically telling people, do not give up on their dreams. And there's just a quick juxtaposition of Dwight Howard's just sort of emotional, like motivational comment that he made after winning the NBA championship, and salty old man Shaq Diesel.
Give up on your dreams. Get fucking do it. I swear, just keep fighting. I swear to God, don't ever give up on yourself, man.
You know what I don't like as a player, though?
What's that?
To a lot of players on their little Instagram bragging like they were the reason they got the championship. I ain't gonna say no names.
There was a lot of that going on.
I ain't gonna say no names.
You don't have to.
Sit your ass down. You didn't do nothing. Stop it.
Oh, come on. And he keeps going on. Take a picture. Sit your ass down.
Yeah, he's like, ah! He like starts making the voice and is like making fun of Dwight Howard.
Is it all because of the Superman shit? Because they were.
I don't know. Well, you know, wait, was the Dwight Howard thing like in the locker room?
Yes, he's like holding the Robert O'Brien trophy, you know, and he's got his champagne goggles on and he's on IG Live just telling his whole, like, just telling everybody, like, don't give up. You know, people fucking said I was trash and I came back. I mean, obviously there is a redemption arc here, especially for Dwight Howard as a Laker, because we went all in on this motherfucker and he was trash daddy.
Yeah, everybody. So, Anna Hosnier points out, like, when the Lakers signed him, everybody was like, this dude is such trash. Like, you guys are making a huge mistake. Nobody, he was on the NBA rejects pile. And he came through and contributed when they won the title.
I think that's the difference, right? Is he made contributions and I think that's no reason that you can't discount anyone's contribution on the way to a championship, because you take those contributions away, that might change the trajectory of a given series or game. But you know, I on one level, I hear Shaq, because I'm also like a deep down angry at Dwight Howard type Laker fan. But at the same time, like, I also respect like what he's gone through, even though Dwight Howard's like a flat earth anti-vaxxer. That's a whole other conversation.
Is he really?
Yes. You know, you get your wins where you can take them, right, everybody.
Yeah.
So
here's a story about Shaq that I wanted to tell. So there was this ABC show that was like Shaq versus everybody or something, where like people had to compete against Shaq to do athletic feats. And it didn't make sense because Shaq is not particularly athletic. He's just a monster. He's just a giant human. And like the things that they were doing was like beat him in a sprint, like, you know, easy, like things that, yeah, that it's just like you don't even have to be like particularly athletic to do that, to beat him. So the story behind that is, apparently, this was when Shaq was on the Phoenix Suns, was teammates with Steve Nash, who is a Mookie Betts style athlete. Yeah. Like, you hear he's like great at like soccer. He's great at like, he'll beat you in tennis with a frying pan. Like, that's like the story that, like, so he was pitching that show to ABC as like, you like Nash versus the world.
Right.
Where
right,
people try to beat Steve Nash at various athletic feats. And like, makes sense. He's a great like all around athlete who like you would want to see do all these wild things. Like, he beats you at golf with a wiffle ball bat,
right,
something like that. And Shaq was around the ABC executives and just like couldn't take them giving attention to somebody else. And so like scooped in and like started like, you know, drinking up all the oxygen in the room, and then, you know, started, you know, suggesting, like, I don't know why you would do a show with Steve Nash. He's not very charismatic, whereas you got Shaq right here.
Come on, man. I'm 7'2".
And that's how that godforsaken stupid show ended up happening, is a combination of Shaq's monster ego and ABC television executives not knowing shit.
right?
About what makes a good TV show. But
it's just so funny to me, though, like that he just stole the idea. And you get like, you know, Steve Nash, he's like 6'2", 3" He's like the perfect size where you could see him like, yeah, fuck it. Actually, he might work out as a wide receiver or something. Like he's got he's sort of like in that sweet spot height wise, whereas Shaq is just too like you would have to rearrange everything. So it's like, can you push over a tree as quickly as Shaq can? Can you eat, you know, 7 papadillas from Papa John's in 2 minutes like Shaq can? It's just a well, good luck to you, Shaq. Please watch the salt in your diet. We're worried about you, man.
The other story you hear about him is just monstrous feats of eating. Just like, dude will house an entire roast turkey at like one sitting.
I love it. I'd rather watch that. I'm more.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, that's more interesting than, watching Mookie Betts bowl like a 300. I'd rather see Shaq eat a fucking turkey like in one go. I'm sorry. Like, I've seen bowling, bro. I've not seen many people just eat a fucking turkey like it was a
Shaq
chicken nugget.
Shaq versus Joey Chestnut? Like, that would be dope.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. See? That's your show right
like
there.
Yeah, like, Steve Nash holds the record for free throws. Like, that's... He's just the type of dude who, like, if you asked him to shoot free throws with golf balls, he would probably still do better than anybody else in the world. Like, he's like, just, like, got that hand-eye thing that Mookie... Nash versus Mookie Betts would be a fun
But it's tough because Mookie's 28. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, Mookie would kick his ass
like,
clean
after just watching that
court.
One clip of him just trying to shake the cornerback on like coverage in a football, like just running a route. I was like, dude, Steve Nash would get twisted up.
The dude
violently.
Ends up out of bounds.
Yeah. And like doing like, whoa, slip and slide feet.
All right, that is what is trending on this Friday, heading into the weekend, y'all. We are back on Monday with a whole ass episode of the show. Until then, be kind to each other, be kind to yourselves, wear a mask, wash your hands, stay inside, don't do nothing about white supremacy. We'll talk to y'all on Monday. Bye.
Later.
Zeit gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
From BBC Radio 4. Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.